Gemara in Sukkah, Dach Vazayim Ralal says, Omer Viechlan, Shimon ben Yitzadak, Nemekan, says in the Torah by the Pasha of Sukkahs, Chamisha Asub, Nemek, Chamisha Asub, Chagamatzis, Vidash, and Marmon, Ron, Lai, Nurishan Choyva, Mikan ben Chushus, Avkan, Lai, Nurishan Choyva. This is how we know that the first night of Sukkahs, you have to eat a Gzayis, and the Sukkah Tzachiyah, we learn it out from Pesach. Because Bemis in the Torah, there's no Befeish Apostolic about the first night. The Torah just says, Sukkah Teshvu Shivas Yomim, that you should sit in a sukkah 7 days, and that mitzvah in the Torah is Teshvu Kin to do. You should live in the sukkah the way you live in your house. Ma, just like in your house, if you want to eat, you eat. If you don't want to eat, you don't eat. That's the mitzvah sukkah. Treat your sukkah like your house. If you want to eat, eat. If you don't want to eat, don't eat. There's no chiyah. So where do we know there's a chiyah? That we learn from Pesach. By Pesach, there's a special posuk, Be'er Tachlu Matzais. The first night of Pesach, there's a chiyah di matzah. Pesach, the rest of Pesach, the 7 days, it's like a reshus. It's a, if you want to have a moitzi, you can't be chometz, you have to eat matzah. But there's no mitzvah nechayr, pashtus. But the Torah gives a special chiyuv on Pesach night. So we learn now from Pesach, the same thing with Sukkot. We learn now from Gzeir Shava. It says the word chamisha asa, that the chamisha asa, the Tishrei, the 15th day of the month is Sukkot. And it says chamisha asa by Pesach, and even though it's telling you what day of the month is Pesach, what day of the month is Sukkot, but we have Gzeir Shava. We learn now from one pasuk to the next pasuk, this din that there's a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah, Gzayis, the first night. In the Halicha Shleima, from Shem Samarevach, Perek Tes, Ois Gimel, he is Akasha, if the whole limud of eating Gzayis the first night of Sukkot is learned from Pesach, then why don't you have to have Pas, which was Nef, which was baked, L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah? Just like we know, that Mitzvah Achin or Pesach has to be L'shem Mitzvah Matzah, the Matzah has to be Shmura and baked L'shem Mitzvah Matzah. So learning out from this mitzvah to Mitzvah Sukkah, so Pesach Sukkah is also, we should have to have challah, we should have to have pas, that was baked L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah. Why don't we find that? So Shlom Zalman wants to say that Muslim Zogin, that the Gemara was only Makabal, this Gzeir Shava, then he gave the Etzem Achila. But how to make the pas, that's not in the Gzeir Shava, because you have to understand that the Gemara says, Ain't of them done Gzeir Shava Ma'atzma, every person can't make Gzeir Shava himself, every Gzeir Shava is a Messiah, is a Kabbalah from Hasina, and Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Hasina with two parts of the Torah, Torah Shabbat Ksav, Torah Shabbat Peh. And Torah Shabbat Peh, he taught us, when you see this word here, Chamisha Asa, and you see this word Chamisha Asa, it teaches you to learn out Pesach from Sukkot. But that Kabbalah was only to teach you just this din, that you have to eat a Gzayis. Well, the other Pratidinim that's to be Nefel Lashma, that we don't learn out. That was the Kabbalah. That was the Messiah. I was thinking the Chayyik say different teretz. The Chayyik could say, the Chuluk is, by Pesach, the Matzah is the Chetzah Shal Mitzvah. That's the Chayyik, the Chetzah Shal Mitzvah is Matzah. But by Sukkah's Pashtus, the Pas is not the Chetzah Shal Mitzvah. The Chetzah Shal Mitzvah is the Sukkah. No, the Pas is only a Hechit Timtzah to be Yeshiv in Sukkah.
That's
how
you
talk about
the Chetzah Shal.
If anything, the sukkah should be made in Hashem with sukkah. So the truth is, that's the machlokes b'sham and b'sindel. That's the gemara of test.
Yeah, we pass like
we pass the b'sham, but that's when that already from sukkim.
We do pass the test.
Yeah, but that's when that from sukkim, and maybe as I write, okay, well, listen, maybe that's from those drushes over there. Go through that sukkis. That's where we don't learn that about. For the pass itself, the chayr is not the chesed shem mitzvah. A person goes to sleep in the sukkah. The bed is not a chesed shem mitzvah. The cat is not a chesed shem mitzvah. I know it's not a good example because bed, somebody can go to sleep without a bed, theoretically. But the pas is not a chesed shem mitzvah. The sukkah is a chesed shem mitzvah. Of them is this svara to say that the pas is not the chesed shem mitzvah by sukkahs is I've seen. It's a great story. We're saying they cleared the shayla. Baruch Be in the Sefer Chedushim Shuri Maron Baruch Be Leibovitz Chen Gimel from Kisvi Tamidim Amit Tav Gimel. Baruch Be cleared the shayla b'negeya if the pas was gzula, the pas was stolen. The din is the moshul the Gemara says daftes that sukkah gzula is possible. So the Gemara has a drasha why sukkah gzula is possible. Tosis says besides for the drasha that sukkah gzula, if this person stole the sukkah and he sent the sukkah, it's possible. Besides for the drasha, chayr should be mitzvah of avayir. Mitzvah comes from avayir is also yinat yetsa. Is memeila just like the sukkah if it was stolen? What about if you sit in your sukkah of some other man. So he steals the pas, he steals the challah, and he's sitting there eating stolen challah, gegang to the challah. Would that be mitzvah b'aveir? That's a Baruch Hashem. So Baruch Hashem wants to say this far. He says, if you say the pas is the chetz of mitzvah, it will be mitzvah b'aveir. But this is far to say that the pas, like we said, is not a chetz of mitzvah. This is the sutta, and he compares it to famous Rambam. The Rambam pegal tochel sheva locha gimel. The Rambam says sheva gozel shetaka boy. If someone steals a sheva, also, but some other man shoshani steals a sheva, that's what he's using for the mitzvah. But sheva gozel, he stole the sheva shetaka boy. Yotza, he's yotza. She ain't zok the Rambam. She ain't the mitzvah and b'shmeis a koil, because the mitzvah is only the koil. Afa bishul menoga boy v'leib beer. Even though he didn't touch it, he didn't pick it up. Hashemay. Even though the shemay did not touch it, pick it up. Ain b'kol din gezel. And on the cold, there's no gezel. You can't gezel that. The Rambam, when he's moistif over here, these words, afa pishuni nogubay, like biyay, hashemay, even though hashemay does not touch the shayfa, I want to learn the Rambam saying, poshut, that if somehow the mitzvah would be to hold the shayfa, pick it up, hold it, touch it, then it would be a mitzvah shibagufay, and you cannot have shlichas. You cannot be yaitza to get shayfa from someone else. I'm not so sure if to get shayfa needs shlichas to begin with, because the mice, maybe the mitzvah is just in the curl. But if the mitzvah would be to pick it up, and you would try to have shlichas, it would be a mitzvah shibagufay, like we spoke before. Other times, the famous Tesisri, the beginning of the second paragraph of Kedushin, says any mitzvah shvagufa you can actually chas. That's how the Rambam's meisav, but it's not a mitzvah shvagufa. You don't have to hold the sheva. The whole mitzvah is the shmi is kol, and that's the mitzvah nusach habracha, the shmoyel kol sheva. And the Rambam's saying, on the shmi is kol, there's no gezel, and even though the sheva was gegambit, that's called like a hecha timsa to get to the kol. Anything which is hecha timsa or hechsha mitzvah, you don't say mitzvah baba veir. There's a man here also. You're only using the past to, as a hechad timsa to be yeshiv in the sukkah. So Baruch Be'er wants to say that there's no din mitzvah baba veir, if you say this far. Rav
Shlomo says even on matzah, there's no mitzvah to this matzah. Like by Arlo, there's no mitzvah to this matzah. So
there's no mitzvah baba veir?
No. You don't need this matzah. There's a mitzvah on the gavra of
There's a mitzvah on the gavra. I have to see that.
Mice is easy. We can't lose.
Yeah, same thing.
No,
the Gemara
says
the Emes. This svara is also Reb Chaim Klal's svara. They say Reb Shem Reb Chaim that he, the Reb Chaim is clearing the din is a halacha. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Tesvavim and Alaf that when a person eats matzah shel chiyev, he has to be careful that he doesn't mix the matzah with anything else. He shouldn't eat the matzah together with fish or with anything else. Because reshus mvat mitzvah in his mouth. In your mouth, if you have a davar shel reshus, if you're eating fish together with matzah, that you would say the reshus is mvat mitzvah. If you have two chiyuvim, maybe it's a different reason why Pesach matzah and Mora together you're not eating, because that is the mitzvah. But nice, if you have two chiyuvim, it's not mvat. But davar shel reshus, I think it's not a mitzvah to eat. The moshul piece of fish together with the matzah, you are not yet to the mitzvah, because reshus is mvat mitzvah. So Chaim Kler, what about by sukkah? When you make the first gezeis of sukkah, are you allowed to get sinned by the honey? We all dip it in honey. Are you allowed to? No, you're not to dip it in honey. You're allowed to do that because you're eating the honey together with the challah, and the challah is the mitzvah. Do you say reshus mevatel mitzvah? That's like the prime. You know, the prime. They say just like by the Moshe Beferish himself in the Kuf Tesvav that a person cannot eat the matzah with something else. Because if you have two things in your mouth, the reshus, some fish and some matzah, that be reshus mevatel mitzvah. Is mega, what about the first night sukkah? So Chaim wants to say the svara. No, but if you say that the zechilik over there, the matzah is the mitzvah. Over here, the pas, like we're saying, is not the chefsah shel mitzvah. It's only the hechsha mitzvah, the hechad timsa to even in the sukkah. So it won't be a problem. Aval lemaisa, Chaim, the way they say it over, and I think it's actually brought down from Zeinu Kovei Shabbat from Boston. He's the one that said over Shem Zeid the svara. Chaim's a sofik. Chaim blind by a sofik. And the chayr be connected with machmen, and the welt is noyig that you know from Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres, all through this Shabbos, all through this Yom Tov, through this Erev Kippur, we dip the pas in honey. So maybe
that's
the
a good maybe that's what? Very good that's
maybe it's a raya. Why it's mutter the welt? Well, maybe it's kedai to be machmen supreme and only do the tchila, the beginning of the team where you do you dip in honey. But you should make sure to eat the full, even though it's maybe a sickle hefsek, but the mice try to eat a full kazayas without any honey. The kids don't like to have honey, maybe it's kedai to tell them you don't talk from kiddush till after the first mitzvah. We make the nation of a sukkah till after the mitzvah we try not to talk. So prepare them before kiddush and tell them, explain to them, we're going to dip the just a little bit in honey, but try to eat a kazayas, a shir, a shem mitzvah without honey, and tell the kids, after you can carry the mitzvah, you have all the honey you want. And if the mothers were like that, you know, sugar when they have to go to sleep, before they go to sleep, well, nicely tell them then they have all the honey they want. But before Shasi eat the extra gzais, according to Chaim, is it safe to say that? Unless you say this far, that the past is not the chesed shel mitzvah. If the past is not the chesed shel mitzvah,
it's not the chesed shel mitzvah. Matzah is flour and water.
Right.
You tell me, if your wife puts eggs into the matzah, you can also grow? Maybe that's the only flour.
Maybe that's it. Well, you're making matzah shiur, by the way.
Yeah, that's
the
honey on it.
But,
and salt.
What?
Ingredients for some of the mitzvah.
If that would be the matzah, if the kosher matzah made out of it, that would be a whole matzah. Even though matzah shiur would be a matter of problem.
Matzah
shiur. That's all. It's the Gemara. It's the Gemara. It's just about the mitzvah. It's the Gemara and Pesach that you can
have.
Matzah.
It makes it better.
Uh-huh.
The olive more is that we have a different oil. You have mortar. You're saying
that matzah will be mutter with honey also. A person likes honey with matzah,
you're saying
No one would do that.
You can say salt, you can say maybe.
Maisel doesn't put salt on matzah.
They
don't put salt on matzah. I'm not saying it's the reason, but there's other reasons why they don't put salt on
I said, why are you saying that matzah can't put on honey? Just like you can't even put
the mitzvah. He wants to say svar. Maybe that's not kosher matzah. Only if it's a separate thing, not a bissel. But Pashas not. Pashas will be just matzah. It's the santo chem klaz, and the way it's set over, chem blay by sofik, and it's based on the svar.
With matzah shiur, the problem is just
matzah. If matzah shiur was good for the mitzvah.
If matzah shiur would be good for the
mitzvah. No, because there it says the matzah.
That is the matzah.
Once you have the matzah with fish or something else, that's really a simple case of it's just mavat mitzvah. This is a lot of shugnach. It's just mavat mitzvah. You know, the shabbos brings that also.
Nobody brings it down.
Yeah, b'chaim. They say also b'chaim also called the same shayin. Rabbi Nagia. This is a sugi. You know, Pesach time. But masasik b'mitzvahs. We spoke about that. The Pesach Gemara. A few places increases. That Masasik by Averis, the person does not know what he's doing. It's not sure he's a shaggy. If he gets that there, if the Chal doesn't realize what he's doing, it's Potter. We spoke about the Machoikas Kiveg and Kachayim in there, basically, the Halacha is a person doesn't know what he's doing, he's Potter from the Aver. So, some Mishayim want to say the same thing by a mitzvah. By a mitzvah, he doesn't realize what he's doing, he's not Yetzer the mitzvah. But the Ran wants to say that even if you hold Masasik by mitzvah, is not Yetzer, but if you, just like we say by Averis, Masasa b'chom v'rayas is chayiv. If you do an Averis has hanah, that's not called Masasa. We spoke about different reasons, how you understand that. Push it, that's not called Masasa. You know what you're doing if you have hanah. If you're eating a rice, a person has hanah, he knows what he's doing. The same thing, if it's shekein nena by mitzvah, it won't be Masasa. The man wants to say that if your person is asked by matzah, it's shekein nena, so you will be yitzah. That's something else, but the hanah is enough to create a din of that there's no problem with masasik. You be yitzah mitzvah. Chaim Kled, what about masasik on the first kazayas by sukkah? Do you point to this ran? Do you say that it's shekein nena, so it's not masasik? Or do you say no? The kazay, the chan itself, the pas itself, is not the chefsis shel mitzvah. So it doesn't pass on this to say shekein nena. The shekein nena will have to be on the sukkah. Maybe you are nena a little bit, that you're inside, you're not outside completely, but maybe I think it's in both. First of all, is it a chesed shel mitzvah or not? If it is chesed shel mitzvah, if it is a chesed shel mitzvah, then for sure, you would have the ransvah over here. Shekein nena, and you would not have a problem with sasek by the mitzvah. But if it's not the chesed shel mitzvah, it's sad to say that you wouldn't say the ransvar. The ransvar is only by matzah, not the first. So basically, we see that the Chaim and Baruch Be'er are clearing the shayla if the pas by sukkah is a chesed shel mitzvah or not. The way we're saying, we want to bring a raya, the fact that you don't need pas nef on lishma, Hashem mitzvah sukkah, Shemzam Yisakasha, how come by matzah you have to have Hashem mitzvah matzah, Shmuel Hashem mitzvah matzah, and by sukkah, so you don't say it has to be Hashem mitzvah sukkah? So we wanted to answer this raya to the svar that because of the chaluk is matzah is the chesed shel mitzvah. Mashen came by sukkah, it's not the chesed shel mitzvah. So we gave all these shayngas also. It wouldn't be mitzvah baveir. It wouldn't be, it wouldn't have a din of a shusim about the mitzvah. It wouldn't have a shayng of a shusim about the mitzvah. And it wouldn't help by masasik, it wouldn't be shekein nena. But Maisa, according to Rosh Hashanah Reibach's Teretz, that the reason why you don't need Pas, which is Nefer L'Shem Mitzvah, is for a different reason. It's because that wasn't in the Gzeirah Shavah, that wasn't the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah, his Teretz was, the Kabbalah was just at Yeshir Gzayis, not all the other Prati Dinim. It's not Muchach of Lishay, unless the men go back to the Chakir from Baruch Be in a prime. The Sherim is another Kasha. If the Zemi the din is only the first night of Pesach and the Sukkot Yichayev to eat, and the rest of the week is only Rishus, they seem to be the same din. So Sherim is a Kasha. Why is it that by Sukkot, the whole week, whenever we go into Sukkot, we make a bracha? Shekish Bechas HaMitzah, Shekish Shem Sitzvah and Reisha B'Sukkot. Hashem came by Pesach a whole week, when we eat Mas, we don't make a bracha. Achilas Matzah. What's the chiluk? So I saw in the Sefer Minchas Yosef from the Rashiv from Bnei Brak, and his name is Nachman Yosef Shinsky, Zechon Lebracha. He wants to say Pasha Teretz. He wanted to say that by Sukkot, it is a Beferish Pasuk, but Sukkot Teshu Shivas Yamim. But there is a Beferish Mitzvah to sit in a Sukkot all 7 days. Now, but then it's not a Chiyiv. On that mitzvah, all 7 days, we dash and teshuv came to do. You should sit in the sukkah the same way you sit in your house. Just like your house, if you want to eat, you eat. If you don't want to eat, you don't eat. The same thing in the sukkah. All 7 days, you want to eat, you eat. You don't want to eat, you don't eat. But when you do want to eat, you have a mitzvah. You have this mitzvah. There's another chiluk between the first night and all 7 days according to the Rosh. I think we once spoke about this. The Rosh in Brachas, Perek Zayin, Simcha Kimmel, wants to say that the first night of Sukkot, we know the whole week of Sukkot, Mitzayah is potter from Sukkot. So a person from Mitzayah, or it's Yod Nisham, it's raining, you're potter from Sukkot. Because of Teshuvah came to do. And if it get this, you would not stay in your house. If a person's house has shown had a leak in the roof and he cannot stay there, he go to his parents, his brother, hotel, place, still gets fixed, you're potter from Sukkot. But the first night, the Rosh Hashanah is, even if it's raining, you mechuyif to go on the Sukkot. Even in Mitzvah, we'll keep it to go on the Sukkah. Taisus and Bracha stuff from Tessus Chayel. In Tessus Beis, Taisus says, no, this is the same. The first night is a chiv to eat, but if it's raining, you potter. Even according to Taisus, what you do is you would eat in the house, but then when it gets later, if it stops raining, you go back in the Sukkah. You try to wait a little bit. I think we once explained this, we spoke about this, I think we said the Pashup Shal Machlekes is that the Rosh holds. This mitzvah, which is learned out, Chamishas, Tesvav, Tesvav, and Pesach, is a mitzvah of Neyasma. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Besukis Teshuv Shivas Yamim. It's a separate mitzvah that Zachiv to eat the first night. There's a Meila, that pasuk that we're going to Teshuv came to do, which teaches you that you're potter by Messiah, does not go on this mitzvah of Leo Ishan. That's going to be from Tesvav Tesvav, the Meila Chayim for the rains. Tesvav, Tesvav, Tesvav teaches you that there's a Chiv the first night to be Mekayim Besukis Teshuv Shivas Yamim. It's a chiyuv of that pasuk. It's a gili that pasuk a whole week is reshus, but the first night is a chiyuv. But the union of teshu remains, not b'negei b'yochi b'yloyochus v'shver, but it does remain b'negei that Messiah and Yodik Shom is pata. That's chayyid machayyus. Akoponim, this is the two chalukim between the first nights and the other nights. According to the Rosh, at least according to the Rosh, the first night is a chiyuv even if it's Yodik Shom. And the other nights, Yodik Shom and Mitzvah is Pata. And the other Chiluk is the first night is Zechoyim. Zechoyim, and the other days are Pata. Abakoponim, the other days are a mitzvah for Besukis Teshu Shivas Yom. That's why we make a bracha. When you do want to eat, and you do go in, you're doing this mitzvah, this pasuk. That's why we make a bracha. Hashem Kishon Sesven, Reisha Besukah. Hashem Kishon Pesach is only a pasuk of Be'er Tech Lematzis. There's another pasuk to Amasus Mayim Yechlu. There's one other pasuk to Hashem,
the Pashboi, what? And the pasuk Shivas Yom Tech Lematzis.
Yeah, there's a pasuk in Emma, like that. Yeah, what do you do with that? Somehow they don't learn that's
a...
What? It's telling you not to, if you want to have a mitzvah, you can't have chametz. I don't know, I was wondering if there is a pasuk like that, but...
Others learn the word is that by sukkah, the ikum is yeshena. And yeshena, you cannot sleep 3 days, like some makes an edit. It's not going to sleep 3 days.
Yeah.
So it comes out, by sukkah, you have to do it. It's something you have to do, that's what you make a problem.
That's interesting. Sound. And then really you make a bracha every time you go to sukkah.
Sukkah, you have to do it.
Suddenly. That's one test he wants to say, but Pesach there is no mitzvah. But as you do, and if he says, Mr. Shver, the Holy Shem is Kasha, what's the Holy Shem asking? Why don't we make a bracha on matzah a whole week? There's no mitzvah the whole week of matzah. It's just if you want to have a mitzvah, you can't do the Be'er Chametz, but there's no mitzvah for matzah.
aber if you send it to the Babel, the second day is the social. The second day is the mitzvah. If you go to Babel, you don't say other shus. So if you have a super super.
I mean, it's a mystical, mystic humus. It's not called a shus, called a mystic humus. That you don't have to do it. That is a humus.
Whenever you eat, a soup is kavua. You have a chiyuv in soup. So if it's mitzvah b'baveh, you won't be ginavari.
The message was the verse that she's different. The goyin, she's a girl. The goyin holds that the whole shivus may pass off. There's also a mitzvah there, Isa, of eating matzah. Famous goyin, she's and the psham. The goyin is he learns the gzeir shav tesav tesav works both ways. We're used to learning the way the Gemara says the gzeir shav of tesav tesav. We learn out sukkahs from Pesach, just like Pesach is zuchiy the first day. The same thing sukkahs zuchiy the first day. But Chaim says that it works the other way also. You learn out Pesach from sukkahs, just like sukkahs is a mitzvah. All 7 days, the same thing Pesach is a mitzvah all 7 days. So the according to Chaim, you're very good, Rishayim's kash forget, Rishayim's kash be right to Chaim. The fact that Rishayim asked, why don't you make a Bechas mitzvah all 7 days on the matzah, Zerai and Chayr to the going. Unless you say the kash was, why isn't there a mitzvah? But my sister, she did. Just as mentioned by the mitzvah matzah, there's a chiluk between the matzah, the first night, that we eat a whole week. The first night, pashtas, we make the mitzvah. The whole week, like I said before, pashtas is only something to eat. You want to eat something, you have to make sure it's kosher. But one nafkamina would be that you don't have to have the shem mitzvah matzah. This whole din, the shmul and shem mitzvah matzah, is only on the mitzvah, the kima mitzvah, it's only the first night, the first two nights. But it's not a whole week. The whole rest of the week, you just want to make sure it's kosher, it's not chometz. The bakeries, the matzah bakeries, they all make everything a shemitzis matzah because you never know which matzah you're going to use the first night. So you have to do everything a shemitzis matzah, so you don't have to be careful which is the first night, which is the whole week. But there's a chumrah, which I try to do, and I think it's good I to do, is you have to ask for it. If you don't ask for it, you don't get it. You have to ask for b'chem shayat. Most tam matzahs, the grinding is done by machine. And we know most people don't like machine matzahs for different reasons. One of the reasons is that the machine matzahs is not l'shem mitzvah matzah. Even the Yishlaim, which have the minhag to eat machine matzahs, but the first night they use hot matzahs. The reason is because you want to have a matzahs that were made l'shem mitzvah matzah, that the machine is not doing l'shem mitzvah matzah. The machine has no das. Some people hold, you press the button l'shem mitzvah matzah, you started it, but others hold, the process is too far removed. That's not l'shem mitzvah matzah. But what about the tchina? What about the grinding of the wheat? So some hold that already, for some reason, I don't know why, that maybe they're not so makbid on machines doing that. But pashtus, it's a nice chumra. You want to have it ground by hand. So it was ground also in l'shem mitzvah matzah, whenever chem she had. In my mishpacha, they don't like the taste of it. It has like a whole wheat taste. It's not ground so well. So I taka only buy bedafka just for the matzah mitzvah, just for the star. And the rest of the week, we buy regular shmur matzah, but not with the chumra of chem she had because of the taste. But my Eden tells me his mishpacha, Enikol from Mendel Zaks, the Chavetz Chaim's Eden, they're makbid and Rechaim Shiyar a whole week. Because they want to be Yitz to the mitzvah point of the Goyin. They're going with the Goyin Shita, that we're going out Tesvav, Pesach from Sukkot, the other way also. That there's a mitzvah matzah the whole week, and there's a mitzvah whole week, so the matzahs the whole week have to be in the Shem Mitzvah matzah. That's a really big chumr.
Every step of the way has to be
Shemur Hashem from the air, mixir air. You have to watch. It has to be watched. Hashem mitzvah matzah.
It's done by machine.
That's done by machine. That's a machine. Maybe not mixir. Well, the real shmir is shalayach mitzena. That's mean you watch your shalayach mitzena. Hashem mitzvah matzah. Could be by mixir, cannot become chometz. It doesn't really be. You know the Arizona matzahs, that whole problem that maybe they became chometz on the stalk. But I guess if you cut the stalks early enough when it's still green, where the person can say. The Taz explains that people make a mistake. They think it's in the mice of making the matzah. People make a mistake. People work in the matzah bakeries, you have to explain it to them. My father in Kamshkabi used to always show us this Taz. The Taz says that the ikkishmir is Shanoyach mitzena. You're watching it become chometz, but while you're doing the lisha, shanoyach mitzena. While you're doing every step of the way, you're doing it shanoyach mitzena. That's it's a shmir of the shmol, Hashem mitzvah matzah. It's not an asiyah, it's a nice.
I understand,
but
it's Hashem mitzvah matzah. You could just down to shanoyach mitzena. You could have essentially a tzedek for menachos.
No, it should not be tzedek l'shem matza.
Okay, so what's that?
That's, but it's not so much in the Maaseh Tzedek, but that's what I'm saying. If the tchina has to be, everything has to be done with a shmir shel ein tzedek. Okay. With another shayla, another sugya. The Gemara in Sukkah that Chachim Amaral says that a sukkah riru shiva shmei sukkah. Shuk sheni riru shiva lo shmei sukkah. Sukkah posh has to be strong enough to last for 7 days. Person makes a ruach mitzuya. Person makes a shvach sukkah. You know, this thing will last a day or two, 4 days, 5 days maybe. It's not going to make it 7 days. That sukkah wasn't kosher. Has to be sukkah riru shiva. In Makori Kodesh, the Pesach Pesach Ferenc brings down that sukkah is chalgal simen hey. Means now that the Meir Chodesh, the Sheaf of Heaven, is the Mishaila. Is it a din in Zayin Yomim? Din Zayin Yomim? Or is the Kavona should be Sukkah Ruya till the end of Yom Tov? Then your Nafkamin will be, let's say somebody builds a Sukkah on Chol HaMoed, and there's like 4 days after Yom Tov, and he made a Sukkah that's true. Do you need a Sukkah also that's strong enough to last for 7 days? It'll stay up till 3 days after Yom Tov? Or is it just a sukkah? Riyin l'shiva means till the end of Yom Tov, and it's enough as a strong sukkah just for 4 days till the end of Yom Tov. Is that enough? And he could have shown it the other way also. What if you can build it, but does it have to be strong enough to last for 7 days? In other words, that you know that sukkah can stand with a ruach mitzvah till 3 days after Yom Tov. You don't have to leave it; you can take it down by hand. Because pashtus, the sukkah riyin l'shiva is a din in the chayzik of the sukkah, the strength of the sukkah. A sukkah that's so weak and so flimsy that it's not going to stand for 7 days is possible. But the Meir Chodesh, Chevron Roshiva was clarifying, is it a din zayin yom, mamish in the chosik of a sukkah, and even if you make it on Chol HaMoed, it has to last for 7 days, it has to be strong enough to go for 3 days after Yom Tov? Or is it just a din, it has to last till the end of Yom Tov? And if you made it mamish the last day, 2 days before, it just has to be strong enough to last for 2 days. And he cleared it the other way also. What if you build your sukkah the way we do 3 days before Yom Tov? Is it in 7 days and this sukkah will fall down in Chol HaMoed? We know that. It's going to last just for 7 days. Is that kosher? Or no? Well, is it in till the end of Yom Tov? If you made it 3 days before sukkah, it has to be strong enough to last for 10 days till the end of Yom Tov. You clear both ways.
Okay.
Look.
You think it's
I have a problem with the question.
Yeah.
Because really what you're saying is it's so flimsy that when any kind of wind comes along, it's going to blow it over.
No, not right away. It's strong, I'm saying.
It's going to be good for 3 days and then it's going to fall down. There's no way you can build something and say it'll be good for 3 days, but 4 days.
Okay, so maybe it's theoretical.
I don't think the kasha starts. It's so flimsy that at any time it could fall down. All you need is the right conditions for 3 days, 5 days.
Okay, but there is obviously more talks about such a thing. There's such a thing as sukkah riyin l'shiva. That in a ruach mitzuya, it can last for up to 7 days or not last 7 days. There's more talks about such a thing. Maybe you'll see, you know, if it did.
Let me ask you a second.
From skin.
Yeah. Skin.
They have to speak.
If somebody makes a sukkah and somebody else bangs
the material
before sukkah, he gives that bang. And now it's going to fall down within 3 days.
It became Oy Sukkah Riyin L'Shiva?
Yeah, so by the way, so you don't need that.
Well, you were Zecha, you
ain't Sukkah. 4 days before, and they now got weaker, it's the same exact thing. If you understand this, so I right now, not a Sukkah Riyin L'Shiva.
I hear you saying, You're saying very good,
That's what he's saying.
Oh, he's saying, Rav Shul saying very good. He's saying that Mechir Sukkah Riyin L'Shiva means Lamashal. He's saying good. If a person sat in the Sukkah the first day, and it was a strong sukkah, but after the first day, someone gave it a good clap, and now already it's not going to last more than 3-4 days. It's no more sukkah riyin l'shiva. Well, my freya, he was yiritzah. I mean, that day, that first day he sat in the sukkah, it was a sukkah riyin l'shiva. But now, from now right, it's not a sukkah riyin l'shiva. L'chayr b'posel. The same thing, he says, if you put it up 3 days before sukkahs, and it was only able to last for 7 days, so it comes sukkahs, it's not a sukkah riyin l'shiva. He's right. That one, he's right. But the mice, if you look in the safe, that's where he quotes it. He closed the same chain with that. What? No, but the other way will be a shayla. If a person put it up on the Chol HaMoed, do you only need ruya till the end of the yantif, or do you need ruya l'shiva mamash? That's what he said. The whole number 7, where does number 7 come from? It comes from the fact that yantif is 7 days with their isa. That's where the whole number 7 comes from, which will maybe indicate that you need it till the end of Yom Tov. Or maybe it's Lavdavka. Maybe the number seven comes from the fact that the Yontav is 7 days teaches you that it has to be Sukkah Yom Shiva, and even if you make an Ochel HaMoed, it has to go for 7 days, including like a few days after Yontav. Meisim Begay Kosh is Meirich on this, and he wants to explain that it's Mechogos
Rechayim.
The sukkah that you're not allowed to go on to, the sukkah is the sukkah. Not only the floor of the sukkah is wherever you put the defines down, that is your floor, right? But over here, as you move it around, the defines always be different defines. Maybe it's the shayin, is that called the sukkah real neshiva? Was that a sukkah that was always going to be a different ritzvah? This wasn't the floor that we had then. Unless you can say the svara that every time you're there, that floor is ready to be for to remain for 7 days. The ma'aser Mishpas Kain says that the kosher is no shayin, like he said, the sukkah on wheels is kosher. And he brought it right. He says, "The Feisha Mishnah. The Mishnah says, oh, he says Sukkah Reisha Gola Reisha Sfina. It's kosher, even though it's metalta, even though it moves around."
Yeah, seriously. I thought the shayla was.
That's what I didn't understand. The Tanachay is not such a tsushta because over there the Gola has its floor, Mashenke, and the Sfina has its own floor. But here in the Chayy, of course, it's always a different ritzvah. But in Sfar, I would say also like Mishpas Frank is saying that the Chayy is not a problem because the Chayy, the ritzvah, is not really the chefetz of the mitzvah of the sukkah either. That we find dinim of a sukkah in the schach. There's dinim in the schach, what the schach should be made of, the schach should be given the kaka, the schach should be in the kabbal tumma. Find dinim in the defanais. There's a shia defanais, there's a shleshik al chasan, shayim al chasan, shleshik al tefach. There's no dinim in the ritzvah. The ritzvah is just the hechatimsa to be in the sukkah. There's a male on the chayr, it doesn't make a difference that this ritzvah is a movable thing. It'll come out maybe a chidish this, that if the ritzvah, if the floor of the sukkah was gozel, it won't be misubah there. Let's say somebody stole a carpet or some linoleum and you want to make a nice sukkah and he's standing on that stolen thing, that would be really part of the sukkah. That would not be mis- and even if it was an eifel, we cannot sit in that sukkah without that. Let's say it's muddy or something, you cannot sit there without that floor that he stole.
Mokhari would be the chesed.
The kakadzu, the shaftu to the. The talk about that.
The kakadzu is part.
Right, because if you build a sukkah on someone's property, right, whatever, shows it. But the Mekorah Kodesh is a different shayla about the sukkah gagal on wheels. He says maybe it should be possible midin oil zarek. There's a din in Tyrus, the shvei sugi, but there's a sugi in Tyrus that oil zarek leishmei oil. An oil that it's a shiv in oil, but it's flying, it's moving, it's not oil, but it gets tumah. A person in that oil with that oil zarek has not become tameh. To be stationary, not movable. This also maybe because it's movable, it's an oil zorik, and if Hishpas Chayk was saying Besvara, if the sukkah should be an oil, if oil zorik, lishmei oil, and this is called an oil zorik, and it's not called oil, the chayr should be possible sukkah for that reason. But he wants to say a chiddush that oil zorik is dafk in the air. It's only if it's flying in the air. But if oil zorik is moving on wheels, that will not be an oil zorik. Which was a moiled chiddush b'negayah tumah also. There's tumah in oil that's rolling around on wheels, and the person's in that oil, according to the Mekorah Kodesh, that should become tumah. You wouldn't have the din of oil zarek lishmei oil.
He
brings that right. He wants to say that there's no problem of oil zark. You see that from Risha Gol and Svinu, and those moving. And he wants to say this far, there's no din oil zark or something moving on the ground. Has to be moving there.
There's a floor.
Also, there's a floor.
You
want to see that? The fact that it's a different floor changes the oil zark together with zark. Maybe.
Just see that. I mean, see how he's going. He's not going.
No, he's not going with that. He was saying this Kiddush, oil zark is only the avi. You look, he's really mired from these nyanim, but
because your place has to have a mokum, your sukkah has to be on a mokum. If it's rolling and you're open, you're sitting hanging on the wall somehow, you would have cheered, nailed to the wall, and you're sitting
on the floor. But
it's saying it's moving, it's on wheels. If it's not moving, it's out of a shayla, just on wheels. The shayla, so you're rolling, then sukkah, that's a shayla. The guy's cheer is attached to a wall, his feet are up there, and he's rolling the whole sukkah as he goes along. That's what he was saying without a floor moving. If the floor's in one place on wheels, it's not on the shayla, you're not moving. He's telling it's with the mahalach, and it's going. So his shayla's on the floor like an oil. So that's
the shayla.
In the great Kurdish is involved, had another child, someone yes, and the mama, someone yes, from the child was a year the Shematari Mitzvahs that made up with his neighbor to build a Sukkah B'Shutfis. The problem was his neighbor was not a Shematari Mitzvahs. And his neighbor wanted to make the Sukkah for his kids, he told them whatever, but they made to make it B'Shutfis. So nice, the familiar goes away, comes back, and before you know it, his neighbor says, I put up the Sukkah already. He goes, when do you put it up? I put it up on Shabbos. He had a day off, Achmon and Slom. He had a Sukkah that was put up on Shabbos. So the familiar is the yes, Bishop of Frank, could he sit in that sukkah? Versteht sich, it doesn't sound very geschmack. He was in a sukkah that was built by Chon Tzon and Shabbos, and most of the rice of Vayna. But the Shaila was, is that called Mr. Baba there? And it's how Peter Toysis in Sukkah, the Flaman Valal, the famous Toysis says, the Gedda, the Sherish of Mr. Baba there is that if the Mitzvah Bola Yodai, that the only way to be kind of Mitzvah was through the Avera, that's called Mitzvah B'Aveir. If you could have done the Mitzvah even without the Aveir, then Mitzvah B'Aveir doesn't pass. And here also, do you say, this Sukkah was built on Shabbos, so you're being the kind of Mitzvah only because of the Chil and Shabbos? Or do you say, no, Batsmi could have made the Sukkah on Chol. He didn't have to make a Shabbos. It's not called Mitzvah B'Aveir. So, Megar Kresh was to bring a Raya from Fesh Yishami in Shabbos, Yud Gimel Halacha Gimel. Yishami talks about an oval that's Kareya on Shabbos. An oval does the Kriya, which I guess some Pesachim holds the Mitzvah Kriya is their Isis, Bach. Telling the Chiddush that the Mitzvah Kriya v'Novel is the Raisa, also it's the Bonham, but Maisa it's a Chiyiv v'Novel to the Kriya, to Raisa the Begodim, to rip his clothes. If he did this Kriya in Shabbos, was he Yoitza or not? So the Gemara wants to say that he is Yoitza. He doesn't have to do Kriya again during the week. And the Gemara asks, why isn't the Mitzvah Baba Be'er? The Kriya was done on Shabbos. So the Gemara answers the way on the Kavan Eidon learns the Gemara's Teretz that over here, the Kriya could have been done on Chol. It's not called Mitzvah B'Aveir because even though he did it on Shabbos, he could have done it on Chol, so it's not called Mitzvah B'Aveir. So Yoitz with the Kriya on Shabbos. Menga, the Great Kodesh would say the same thing over here. The Sukkah could have been built on Chol, so it's not Mitzvah B'Aveir. Again, like we said, Vade, it's not, it's a Chor Dov Moyes to sit in a Sukkah that someone made on Shabbos. The Pesach Pesach Frank was answering the Ikadin. What's the Ikadin? If the person wants the Dingzach, you have to bring a Raya from Yishami, you have to bring a Raya if I can. And then not just with Hageshim. That's Hageshim. So Mikadin, he must be a Chayas of Chayas Shami that this would be Kasha. Another Shayanga in the Makar Kodesh in Simch of Chavav brings down, says a Shayanga, somebody went into a Sukkah. Let's say he was doing Chalmoy, whatever, he went into a Sukkah and he made a Bracha, Leisha B'Sukkah. And after he made the Bracha, he realized the Shlak was still up. So immediately he went outside, he took the shlak down, he went back inside. The shayna was, you have to make a new leisha b'sukkah. Was he used for that bracha now? So the Pishas Frank brings down some machlekes achrenim. He says, some achrenim say, this is called Oivel Nasi Yosin. Every bracha is done before the mitzvah. He made the bracha before, also he was Isaac in the mitzvah, he went out, he moved the shlak. It's called Oivel Nasi Yosin. And some say no, that the bracha, it's as though the sukkah was not lefanav. Chosman the shlak was on, that the sukkah is not lefanav. The din is, a person makes a bracha on the luluv is not lefanav, it's not even in front of him. Then they bring the luluv to him, it was a bracha batal, he has to make the bechas mitzvah over. Same thing over here, it's like the luluv, the sukkah was not lefanav. That's the shayla. So the Mekor Kodesh explains this a little more with the Gemara Menachos, the Chama Hema Beis. The Gemara says, Tfilin may be same bracha le, Tfilin Shayat, when do you make the bracha on it? And the Gemara answers, Mishas Hanocha Shasak Shir. Most of the right time to make the bracha is from after you put it on your arm, on the kiburis, on the muscle in the right spot, the hard part of the arm, before you kosher, before you start to tighten it, before you do the kshir. And the person explained, because the mitzvah, all bechas mitzvah is supposed to be over lasi yasa, before you do the mitzvah, but not over the over, not lefnei the lefnei, not before, before. It should be before the mitzvah, but not before, before. If you would be holding the tefillin and not put it on your arm, then you made the bracha, that would be over the over. That would be before. Because first you put it on your arm and then you tighten it. That's two steps. You want to do it one step before the mitzvah. So therefore we put the tefillin on our arm and then we make the bracha and then we tighten it. The Magen Avraham and Archaim Simcha Fei, the Mishnah brings it down also, says that if a person makes a bechas mitzvah over the over, now let's say in this case, a person made a bracha on his tefillin before he even put it on his arm. B'di Yevid Yitzah. Is a mela, that's something very Kurdish wants to say over here. The ones that hold that this guy made a bracha when the shlak was up and then he went out to go to down the shlak, they would hold that he yaitse because it's over the over. It's like two steps he moved. He took off the shlak and then he went in, and that's why he yaitse. And maybe it's not chachinga, but he yaitse. And the ones that are chaylik, they'll hold that it's like the sukkah is not befunav. This is not a sukkah, and you cannot that for sure. The tefillin is not befunav at all. That's not oyv loyva. Even though it's right mamish nearby, you can get it. That bracha is bracha betalon. Therefore, you have to take the bracha over.
Sukkah is a problem because we don't make it loyva because the sukkah when you make it. The sukkah when you make it.
Our sefer came out, I'm calling it our sefer because the sefer Panini Sukkah Sinyana, this is Shirim from last year, from Tavshanai and Dalad. It's all from the Pupa Chaverim of the Sinyana, the sefer never would happen if not for this Pupa Chaverim, and the Shirim, these Chaburis, so I want to give everyone a sefer, please take one.
Next week's a milestone, 100.